This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Will Ferrell, the guest Danette for at least today and hopefully tomorrow. He gave us the idea over a decade ago. I was in the middle of my introduction, Will.
Quick question.
Okay.
Because we did discuss, I feel, as a Danette, or a potential
temporary
a Danette in training temporary
yeah
temporary. Okay
temporary.
That I would like to experience a pie in the face, the Irish version of a pie in the face. Do we ever figure out what that could be?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Not like a shepherd's pie is not a pastry, it's a meal here, and it has the word pie on it. And then there's like a mincemeat pie, but I don't know if that's Irish.
Cottage pie. Okay.
You want us to have our people look into it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we would smash you with a pie.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Pie or...
Like at the end of the show today or tomorrow?
I leave it up to you guys.
Yeah. I like to surprise people.
Okay.
And
okay.
Where you're just walking around I come out of, nowhere and I smash you right in the face.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm up for that.
Paul.
But not like a scalding hot one right out of the oven or anything like that. I mean, that's good comedy.
Yeah, no, nothing that'll damage the moneymaker.
Right.
Mm.
Permanent damage.
That's insured.
Yes, Seton.
I'm looking at a list of classic Irish desserts.
Mm.
There's a thing called an Irish apple cake. Not familiar with? That could be smashed.
What about like a bread pudding?
Okay. How about there's a blood pudding.
Blood pudding. Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Those are like strange little discs.
Yeah. You have those, so it might not.
That'd have to be like mushy or underdone or something. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'll get some of my best people on this, and we'll see if maybe the French kid or Mario can try to locate a pastry to smash you in the face with. Okay. Yes, Paul.
By the way, Irish people really know how to do breakfast. I had breakfast like a rasher of bacon, they call it. It was like a slab. It like doubled my weight.
A rasher?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yes, Marv.
That steak last night?
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we went to dinner last night. Morale boosting because yesterday afternoon didn't go as well with Fritzy and myself. But we've moved on from that. Right, Will? We've moved on from
that. Entirely different energy today. It's great.
I would like to apologize to you, Todd.
You overdid it a little bit.
I
you
did.
Made your point, and then you made your point.
I know.
And then you
I apologize.
It was a little upsetting.
But it felt like with every new pint that I had to reinforce, you know, that I was disappointed.
And you did.
I did.
You did.
Yeah.
Yes.
We went out for a nice dinner, and they upgraded us to the Rainforest Cafe room, which was really nice. Yeah. So everybody wins.
We did have a great meal.
The thing that didn't help was your oatmeal sweater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Porridge.
Did that turn everybody off a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Color,
or just I didn't the way I fit in it, or kind of both?
I don't know if it was a great cut. I don't know if it was a great cut of a sweater either.
And it doesn't have any color. Like, it's porridge.
So, at the time, it seemed like a nice thing to put on.
No, we're doing all positives. And you know what? I can't wait to see what you wear tonight when we go on our pub.
A little snug, and it was hot. Yeah. It was very hot in it.
Yeah. Okay.
And he said it didn't look good. So.
But everything's good. Everything is good.
I think the color was nougat.
Nougat?
Yeah.
Like
Snickers?
Yes.
Three Musketeers.
I don't even know. Do they have a nougat color? Does Crayola crayons have a nougat?
They should.
He looked like creamy filling.
That's not me. That's Paul doing it.
It looked like the inside of a Reggie bar.
The interior of my car is nougat.
Yeah. Nougat.
I got the nougat package.
Oh, you did?
The leather. Yeah. Yeah.
Your Mercedes has the nougat.
Has a nougat.
That's pricey. Yeah. That's pricey. Yeah.
But hey, we've moved on.
Yeah, we are.
We're not going to make fun of you.
Come on now.
Come on now.
We're not going to point out these minor flaws.
We're talking with Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Crying out loud.
Right here. It doesn't. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Especially nobody.
Crying out loud.
Nobody. Nobody.
Will Ferrell's here.
Yes. Brady Quinn is coming in.
You didn't say that last night either.
Beefcake, huh?
You didn't say that last night. You should have.
What?
You were like, Will Ferrell's here. Brady Quinn's going to be here tomorrow when you were trying to rally Fritzy last night.
Oh
God, that got awkward.
You're right.
Yeah,
I remember that moment too.
Yeah, but new day.
Okay,
all right, let's go.
So Brady Quinn, and there could be some friction because Brady Quinn has had a problem with Will Ferrell previously when Brady Quinn was quarterback at Notre Dame, and Will, being a celebrity, got on the sidelines at the Coliseum and yelled at Brady Quinn during a game.
Apparently, I did.
Yeah. How did you end up at USC, by the way?
Meaning what? I sent in an application. To the college.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, I applied to many schools.
Like what other schools?
All five UC schools, okay. University of California.
Okay.
Irvine, Santa Barbara, San Diego, Berkeley.
And you wanted to be a sportscaster.
I wanted to. And SC at that time had this sports information program.
Did I influence your career at all?
In a negative way, yes.
Because you realized that you couldn't be what I am.
No, I was like, I don't want to be like that guy. Yeah, he's got a weird vibe.
Because I could have been Ron Burgundy before Ron Burgundy.
You could have.
I could have.
I was post-college, and you know how you got to put together a tape.
Yeah, resume tape. Yeah.
Resume tape.
Yeah.
And I was in the midst of doing that and realized, This is not as easy as they say, and I don't know if I want to go work in Yuma, Arizona, for $19,000 a year.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to do that, I might as well try. I've always wanted to try comedy.
Yeah, but what's the longer shot? Trying to be a big-time sportscaster or big-time comedian?
I mean, I probably comedian, but still, they're both.
Yeah.
You know, in that long shot category.
But did you enjoy stand-up comedy?
I did to a certain extent. It's the hardest single thing to have to do. It's
why?
Just because it's of and Fritzy and I have talked about this at length.
Fellow comedians.
It's just you alone with a microphone, and when it's going great, there's no better feeling. And when it's when you're bombing,
it's very scary.
It's very scary
to put yourself.
So that's
out
why
there.
I fled to sketch comedy, and I loved. I found this
where you have an ensemble.
We have an ensemble, and if a sketch bombs, you all bomb. And so,
okay.
And I love the ensemble, so that's why that's how I kind of edged more towards that.
The best stand-up you ever saw was who?
The best stand-up I've ever. Oh, gosh. Well, we were talking about last night. I saw Seinfeld 2 years ago. Still. Has the magic, still can captivate.
Observational humor.
Yes.
And Todd does that. He has the observational
without
part.
The humor
now.
Part. Here yeah. he goes. He's got the observation, just not the humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
am I
skewing negative there?
Slightly. You're okay. you're on the fence there. You're
but kinda, you do have observational.
I do have observation. Sometimes it's clever, but not getting that whole audience to crack up and, spill things out of their nose and mouth. That's what I would love to do one day.
Yes, Paul.
Years ago, we had Bob Saget, the comedian, on. And he said when he was young, he saw Robin Williams in his prime do a comedy set, and he considered walking out the door. He goes, oh, I'm not going to do
I
that.
I can never approach that.
Yeah, and right. he goes, but I had to just say, well, that's different.
That's different. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, special thanks to Keeper's Heart for helping us make this trip to Dublin. Keeper's Heart, new, unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Drink responsibly, which we will do tonight. We had a couple of pints last night. But
Keeper's
Heart. We're going to be doing a pub crawl, and we're going to have some Keeper's Heart if you're ready for that tonight, Will.
I'm looking forward to that very much so. Yes. To enjoy some a wee dram of Keeper's Heart.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Eden.
And maybe they'll pour some creamy ones for us.
Yes, Eden.
Is that's the creamy one is
a Guinness.
A Guinness, right, right, right. right. Yeah. I found it interesting that people here will talk about, they pour a good beer over there versus like someplace, they pour a good one there.
We don't have that in America. We don't have go to that one bar and they pour a great Budweiser for you.
Yeah, right.
we don't have that.
They pour They pour a good Miller Lights over there. Yeah. You don't get that. You don't get that.
There is an art to it.
There is.
There is. There but is. I've gotten it down probably because I've had so many pints that I can close my eyes and pull a pint. And top it off in no spillage.
You know exactly?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that before in front of the Danettes.
Without even, it's like a walk-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could put a blindfold on.
Right.
Hold the pint. And then I go, okay.
Yeah.
And then,
1,001.
Boom. And then
1,002.
I just, no, I don't count.
Oh.
It's just a feel. Just a feel.
One of your many talents.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay, so Brady Quinn will join us coming up. The White Sox fired everybody.
Man, what a run.
And the Yankees have lost 9 in a row. But are they going to fire Brian Cashman? Is Boone going to stay? I go back with the Yankees when Billy Martin was there and George Steinbrenner. Man, they wouldn't have lasted a weekend. Yes, Marv.
You know what? I think the Aaron Judge injury might help.
Oh.
They say, our best player, he's been out.
Okay.
And Cashman goes, wait, you're not going to fire me now. Give me one more year.
By the way, what, Todd?
Yeah, but Boone's been losing his cool more than ever. He feels like, it just seems like he's getting a little crazy. He may have to be shown the door. He can't handle it anymore.
Fritz calls out Todd Boone.
Fritz, yeah. Calling for the firing.
Wow.
I'm just saying, he seems like maybe he's in a little over his head. It's not healthy for him at this
How
point.
Many times was Billy Martin hired and fired? Like four different times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there for two of them.
Okay.
And it was always, whenever you went to Yankee Stadium, the tension was palpable. Like it was like, and you couldn't walk on the grass. You had to walk on the dirt, in members of the media.
Oh, okay.
That they had people up in the press box. I don't think they had guns. But they were watching us.
They were making sure.
And they would yell. Wow. They'd tell you, stay off the grass. And then I just remember with Billy Martin, it was always, there was that thought of, he's in trouble.
Sure.
He could get fired. I don't know what that has to do with anything right now, but I was there witnessing that.
I prompted you.
Okay. Mike Trout's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have used him about 8 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ravens finally lost. They lost to the Commanders, and Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA. Now, this is kind of interesting, and Brady Quinn was the Notre Dame quarterback with the Bush push with Matt Leinart, which back then was illegal. Now you can do that. But
So I don't know if I quite understand what he's attempting to do here.
I think the NCAA, he's suing the NCAA because they besmirched his reputation. I think it's the pay for play, but his stats don't count. The NCAA has taken away his numbers. Therefore, you can't win the Heisman if you don't have numbers. The Heisman is separate from the NCAA. I don't know who's going to hear this and how sympathetic, because we're looking at name, image, and likeness now. We're like, hey, these guys get paid. Well, that's different from what Reggie Bush
did. Right, right.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Reggie Bush is having a press conference this morning, at the Coliseum, by the way, to announce his plans to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. He's not saying he didn't take money. He's saying that the NCAA, when they had the statement, someone asked him about, will he get his Heisman back? Will his records be restored a couple years ago? They said no, and they used the phrase pay for play when he was in college. And Reggie Bush, that's the technicality he's going to use to win the suit. If he ever wanted his Heisman back, he would have to get his records reinstated, and then the Heisman Trust would either reinstate him or not, and give, you know, because it's vacant that year. They didn't give it to Vince Young. There's just a vacancy the year Reggie Bush won it.
Yeah, see.
So Reggie's, I'm trying to make sure that I have this right. Reggie's position is, it wasn't pay for play, it was taking money illegally. Therefore, I get my records back. That's what the position is?
I think so.
It wasn't pay for play, so it's very insulting that you said that. We just took money illegally and didn't pay it back.
Because he had signed with the marketing agency, and he was going to go pro. But then he didn't sign with them. They said, we want the money back. He said no. And then when he was told this, he said he's not going to pay him back. They said they'd go public. They gave him and his family the opportunity to give him the money back. He said, I'm going to the NFL. The NCAA can't touch me. So USC, you know, that was 10 years where they had a hard time. They lost 30 scholarships. I mean, that was devastating to that program. Yeah. Has Reggie ever apologized to USC? I'm just curious. I know there are some really loyal alum that have a problem that Reggie never really took full accountability.
Yeah, he had a 10-year disassociation penalty from the NCAA that ended in June 2020, so he can go back on campus, work with the program if he chose to. But there's nothing about him ever saying sorry. He doesn't believe, you know, he doesn't believe he broke an NCAA rule. He took a loan and just didn't pay it back.
Yes, Todd.
Can he start a petition or GoFundMe type thing to like a certain, if you get a certain number of thousands of people that care enough about Reggie Bush getting his trophy back, that would affect anything?
I doubt it. I think people are looking at NIL and going, well, now those rules should apply to Reggie Bush, but they won't. And he lost all of his stats, but I can't. And keep in mind, the Heisman wanted their trophy back, and they couldn't find the trophy. So Paulie got a call from somebody who says, I know where the trophy is. And then we told the Heisman committee, the trustees, where it was.
Wait, where was it?
So we ran into a Heisman guy, Dan and I, down in Auburn years ago, right? And he goes, we said, did Reggie Bush, did he mail back the Heisman? We're joking. Like, did he FedEx it back? He goes, he hasn't sent it back and doesn't plan to. And we're like, oh. And we brought that up on the show, and we got an email. I got an email from a woman who worked at the San Diego Hall of Champions. It's just like,
because Reggie was from San Diego.
Yeah. He had donated his Heisman to the San Diego Hall of Champions. He said, just keep it under lock and key for a while. And he kind of kept it in storage there. Like, and we told everybody, we reported on the air. And then finally Reggie mailed it back to the Heisman people. And they put the Heisman back in rotation. They removed his name on
his plaque.
Yes.
Yeah.
San Diego Hall of Champions doesn't sound like a real place. It sounds like...
How many champions?
Sounds like a place Ron Burgundy hangs out at. I'll be down at the San Diego Hall of Champions, loitering in the lobby.
Did you consider any...
Looking at a busk of Don Coryell.
Did you consider any other city where Ron Burgundy was going to be from?
We considered Portland.
Okay.
Portland, because there was a moment where we were going to shoot up in Canada. We're going to shoot in Vancouver, and we're going to cheat Vancouver for Portland. And then we were able to get enough budget to shoot it in L.A., and we used San Diego. Yeah.
And did you pattern this off any local guy you had seen?
No. Well, a little bit after this local Philly guy, Mort Krim, real name. And Mort Krim was paired with Jessica Savage, who was one of the first female local news anchors.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got the idea. I was watching this. She kind of had a tragic downfall. And this guy, Mort Krim, he'd been retired for 20 years, and he was talking about working with Jessica Savage, and he still spoke in his newscaster voice, even though he's a complete civilian at this point. So he's like, you have to understand, I was a real son of a bitch back then. And I was not very nice to Jessica. I'm like, what? Why does he still have this weird affect? And it just started making me think, oh, that'd be funny to do a newsroom comedy about the first time a woman has to, you know, be hired in a male-dominated world. So,
how difficult was that to get made?
It's extremely. I think we, over the course of 2 weeks, we had no less than 20 combination of financiers and studios pass on it. Just rejection after rejection after rejection. And then it was the fact that Old School was a hit then allowed all of a sudden DreamWorks, who had the rights to the script, were like, wait a minute, we like that movie now. We'd like to do it.
So if Old School doesn't succeed,
it just sits there.
Still. Anchorman is not
made.
Yeah,
it's not made.
God, so, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But San Diego Hall of Champions.
Yes.
Hall of Champions?
Yeah. Plural.
They've got a wonderful rooftop lounge at the San Diego Hall of Champions.
Are you going to stay classy with Brady Quinn coming in?
Look, I'm a gentleman.
I know, but you weren't on the sidelines when you were yelling at Brady Quinn.
It was different.
He's just a college kid trying to, you know, go out there and play.
You, in between the lines, you get out there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, find out if Will plays nice with Brady Quinn. Beefo Brady is what they call him, Will, if you want to call him that.
That's a great name.
Beefo Brady?
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
That sounds like another fictional place. Beefo Brady. I'll meet you down at Beefo Brady's.
We'll take a break.
Temple Bar.
Temple Bar.
We'll take a break. Brady Quinn set to join us here in Dublin right after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, we invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs, or Panini has public auctions located on the site. You'll get hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official products of the NFL, NBA, FIFA World Cup, UFC, and collegiate sports. Keep an eye out for the Panini NFT platform for new features coming next month. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every base pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net and ask about the NFTs, the NFL and NBA prism packs, and more of your favorite Panini brands. Now is NFTs. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It's an exciting time to be a Premier League fan. Your favorite clubs are back, and you can stream the action all season long. Watch exclusive matches live, plus full replays, highlights, and so much more on Peacock. Update the poll results, if you can, Seton, and then we'll get to Brady Quinn.
Yeah, Dan, we put two of them up there. We've got, after a long first night out on the town in Ireland, we should go easy and pace ourselves, or as Todd would say, doubling down and go hard. Okay. Right now, 87% of the audience are telling us to go hard. Just keep partying.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right. And then we also have, should Reggie Bush be reinstated as a Heisman Trophy winner? That one,
yeah.
89% of the audience, absolutely.
Absolutely?
Then, yes, he should. Yep.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, Marv.
I'm with the audience. We can't act like we didn't see him do what he did against Fresno State.
That is
like,
true.
Oh, I don't, they took that away. Get out of here. I hate that so much. Like, oh, we're vacating your... No, you can't vacate it from my mind and my heart.
Well, it's like Michigan basketball. Like, you can take that away from them, but you can't take the Fab Five away from us.
Right.
Yeah, those memories are there.
Yeah, we all saw it happen.
Yeah, we did. We did. All right, big introduction. Once again, Paulie has learned to play a new instrument here. Our drum roll.
Very authentic.
Former,
yeah.
Former Notre Dame quarterback, yeah. Fox College football analyst, Big Noon Kickoff, and he's one of the hosts with Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Let's bring in Brady Quinn, who joins us on the program.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We thought that it was going
to
be,
buddy.
We thought we were going short sleeve today to show us the guns. And to send a message to Will Ferrell, because as you have brought to our attention before, when you played for Notre Dame, Will Ferrell would be yelling at you.
Okay. This is what we need to do to get to the bottom of this. Okay.
Right.
Here's what I'm thinking.
At the Coliseum?
At the Coliseum, of course. You weren't coming to South Bend.
Well, I've been.
Have you been?
I've been a couple times.
Okay,
yeah.
You've been? All right. Well, you
probably not on the field.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, in this case, you were definitely on the field. Right. At least I thought it was you.
Yeah.
If you could humor me. All right, and just say, "Hey, number 10, your pants are too high." If you could just say that,
that's something I would have said.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, number 10, your pants are too high.
Yeah, that's him. I know it's been a long time, but it's definitely you.
Wait, that's your trash talking?
Yeah, I don't go for like obvious like. Your mama.
I don't do anything like that. Can I be honest, though?
Yeah, I'll do
I literally looked at my backup, and I was like, is that Will Ferrell? I was like, are my pants too high? And I was like, I know
that.
I have long legs, but I mean, geez. Yeah. And then I don't know. I was probably all I was thinking about for the next 5 minutes. I mean, it was definitely a great tactic.
Hey, number 10, you run awkwardly.
There it is.
That's the style of
mine. Okay, wow. Yeah, that's penetrating.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurts.
But you heard it.
I heard it. And I think the next week I probably was sagging a little bit my pants, or I did something to alter my uniform, all because of Will Ferrell.
I know I used to scream at the mascot, whoever the leprechaun.
The leprechaun.
Yeah. Because
I would
say leprechaun.
Boys,
leprechaun. Leprechaun.
He needs a reason to be angry, right?
And I'd say, "F you."
Okay. Did USC recruit you?
No. So USC, Miami, Florida State were probably the three schools that did not recruit me. Pretty much everyone else.
Okay. And if USC had recruited you?
Oh, I was such a baby, such a mama's boy and all that. I took a trip to Colorado, and that was back when Gary Barnett was there. So they were starting to kind of get things going. And he gives me a book. The book is about his success that he had at Northwestern. So I start reading back. It's a long flight back from Denver to Ohio, and I get like 40 pages in, and it was actually a letter of hate mail. Someone bought the book, sent it to him, and was saying all this stuff, how he was a fraud, he was this and that. And I was like, man, this is like must be an omen. And I had family at that point in time. I still have family in Colorado, so it wouldn't have been that big of an adjustment. But my parents couldn't come watch me play. It wasn't as nationally televised as it is today.
Why didn't you go to Ohio State since you were from Ohio?
You know, it was tough growing up in Columbus, honestly, having it be like right there in your backyard. But I felt like Notre Dame was just a better fit for me. I loved Ty Willingham. That was who I went to go play for. He ran a version of the West Coast offense from his time with Denny Green with the Minnesota Vikings. That appealed to me. And I think the one thing that kept lingering in the back of my head, because I was also, at that age, I was a big Tom Brady fan. So Michigan was in the mix. And I always thought to myself, man, look at the lineage of quarterbacks that went to the NFL from Notre Dame and Michigan. And at that point, if you had pointed someone at Ohio State, you would have said, Arch Schliester?
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably the best then, but it had been a while, and I wanted to go to a place where I feel like it prepared me for everything, you know, academically, athletically, and that way if I had a shot to go pro, that was the best place to do it, and it was just the best fit for me.
Should Reggie Bush get his Heisman Trophy back?
Oh, man, what a loaded question. So I'll say this. Reggie was the best college football player that I've ever seen, in at least in my time. There was never a time when you thought he wasn't going to score a touchdown. And what gets complicated about it is kind of what you brought up, where we're in a world now where, especially young people, they don't care. You know, they don't care if he accepted something back then, because they look at NIL and they say, well, you know, it's allowed now. The problem is how you go about doing it now is different than what was happening back then. That being said, I mean, I think the way we've penalized not only Reggie, but even USC afterwards is what always strikes me as like,
thank you.
Something happens.
Thank you.
And then you penalize the people after him. Like he doesn't face any consequences. So look, I've always championed for him to be able to get it back, as hard as that is for me to admit, a Southern Cal guy and all that. He was the greatest college football player that I'd seen. So rightfully so. And Marv, I think you just brought it up, right? Like, you did not see that. Like, trust me, I witnessed everything that happened when we were playing against them in that heyday. So you can't unsee it. But at the same time, there's still a line that was crossed. You know, and it's interesting, this whole defamation lawsuit. I would make the case, like, him not having his Heisman has actually given him more fame. I mean, it's because kids now, like, when we go out on college campuses, and Leinart just got a great TikTok or Instagram where he's walking around USC and, like, no one even recognizes him. And it's because you kind of forget, like, everyone's moved on, and they didn't see us play. But you then see, like, fans who are like, hey, man, we need to give Reggie his Heisman back. Like, you see it everywhere you go. I mean, it's literally followed him, and you forget the dude's won a Super Bowl. Like, he's had other accomplishments.
He got to date a Kardashian.
I was just saying, he might be a bigger reality TV star, known for Kim Kardashian, that relationship. And so it's crazy, though, because it's actually continued to follow him. I don't know. I think you got to keep milking it. He had a Wendy's commercial off of it, too. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's not such a bad thing right now.
I think Pete Rose has benefited from not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame, because he's still in the news. He's still relevant. Right. If not, he'd be just a, you know, a Hall of Famer, sign an autograph somewhere, and no one really care. You know, people champion Pete's cause. Hey, now you can gamble on baseball. Why can't Pete get back into baseball?
Yeah.
And I said, no, it doesn't work that way.
I want to know where the Heisman's at. That's what I want to know.
No, we got it back.
Oh, you got it back?
Yeah.
So you did get it back.
Yeah.
See, all I was paying attention to was the San Diego Sports Hall of Fame or whatever that was. And
I've Hall, got, of, Hall of Champions.
Hall of Champions. 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 Excuse me.
No, Champions. No, Paulie had somebody who reached out to him and said, I have the Heisman here.
They had it?
Yeah.
Huh.
And
here's all I know is Leinart was in his closet. We asked him one time, like, where it was. He told us it was like under some clothes in the back of his closet somewhere.
Well, Carson Palmer had his out in the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, and I asked him if he could send it to me, and he did. So we had his Heisman for 6-8 months. Because he said, nobody, I don't use, I mean, what do you do with it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have one, so I wouldn't know. My awards are at my mom's house. So
you finished, what, fourth in the Heisman?
Third and fourth.
Third and fourth.
Yeah. It's always fun to be there.
But the Bush push, you can do that now.
Couldn't do it back then. Yeah.
But if that ball doesn't go out of bounds on third down, right?
Well, the clock should have kept running, and they did get a favorable spot.
But that's at Notre Dame, so I
Yeah, but we always had the opposing teams back then. We had their officials, right? Because we're independent, so we don't have our officials. So I believe it was a Pac-12 officiating crew.
Give me the scenario where Notre Dame would join a conference.
Oh, that's a good question. I would say the scenario would, I think it would be twofold. It'd be one in which it'd be too hard to pass up what you would be compensated by joining a conference, probably through a broadcast TV media rights deal, coupled with the fact that everyone that you're trying to schedule is pretty much in that conference, right? So if you think about the traditional opponents, you're always going to have your West Coast trip, either Stanford, USC. You know, back when I was playing, we always had our Michigan State, Purdue. We had those Big Ten schools. If all of a sudden you're looking at a world where we live in college football, where there's maybe only four power four conferences, autonomous conferences, or two in this case, you might be saying to yourself, well, what's holding them back from just joining at that point? Especially if it's in order for them to be able to stay competitive, you know, you're making this big TV rights media deal as well, and you can't get that staying independent. I think it's those two things where you really can't turn to create a schedule that doesn't make sense.
But I'm wondering if, you know, these conferences say you're only playing the schools in the conference, therefore you take away Notre Dame's schedule from them. So then they're going to be playing Army and Air Force, Navy,
right?
Maybe and some ACC schools, but the Big Ten.
They could do that, and I, obviously you'd have to create a scenario where you have so many conference games that you're eliminating non-conference games, right?
Yeah.
Because what I always advertise to people and people who want to challenge Notre Dame to join a conference, I say, we are your best non-conference game.
Yeah.
We are who you use to justify, win or lose, why you should get into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
So why do you want us to join a conference? Like, you're welcome. College football, you're welcome.
Yes, Will.
I think Notre Dame, bold move here, joins the Pac-12.
Okay. Wow.
Right?
That's
Conference of Champions.
Very. Yeah.
Which is now the Pac-7? Seven and a half?
Four. I think it's four.
It's four.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Who would be the partner? You didn't even numbers, so you have to have one more.
SMU.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, bringing a place that had a death sentence at one
smart,
point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Well, nothing makes sense in college football anymore.
Hey, it feels a little chaotic right now.
I think Rutgers leaves the Big Ten.
And no one would know.
And joins the Pac-12. Then we add Tulsa,
of course,
and then round it out with Fresno State.
There you go.
That'll do it. You can.
I just
you
fixed
know what?
College
I'm
football.
Make you, I'm gonna,
I just fixed it. I just totally
no,
fixed
no,
it.
No, you
maybe
fixed
you should be
Pac-12.
The next Pac, the new Pac-12 commissioner. Yeah. Maybe you should take it.
I would do a better job than the current person.
Well, you're right about that. Yeah. Brady, do you have a question for Will Ferrell?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. I guess I asked you upstairs, you really didn't say.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, you know, you came here with the crew, like, you'd be rooting for Notre Dame coming to Ireland, or?
No. Of course not. No. No. I'm.
So, like, never. There's no chance you can just.
Do you hate Notre Dame?
I wouldn't say hate. No. In fact, I would say the couple games I've been, Notre Dame fans.
So nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's probably
and
part of the problem, though, right?
Treated,
when they're too nice.
No, they were great. Right. And you could talk football, and it made the rival. It was like, oh, this is a great rivalry.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say, hate's a strong word, but go Midshipmen.
But the but the fan base with Ohio State as opposed to Notre Dame, growing up in Ohio, like Herb Street ended up moving out of Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's a serious fan base, whereas Notre Dame strikes me as like the St. Louis Cardinals. They were always a nice, friendly root for you.
It's a different feel. I mean, clearly, anytime a university is attached to the Catholic Church, there's going to be that sort of portion of it. But I think what's awesome about college football and what makes it so special is it's more cultural. Like, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. I know exactly what a lot of people right now who are Ohio State fans are dealing with. Losing to Michigan 2 years in a row, and then not even getting to play them during the COVID year. So it feels like it's been so long since you got that win. I grew up during the John Cooper era. Like, I remember what that was like. They had all these guys, first-round talent, going to the NFL. All these teams were on the cusp, and they couldn't beat Michigan. Or they suffered something in the bowl game. And I remember how miserable it was for Ohio State fans.
I know.
And it's just – that's a part of college football. They live and die by it. And so it's what makes the storylines of the game fun. And so I, look, the passion's there. It's awesome. And I never get upset when you people want to talk about like Ohio State fans being like two of them. I'm like, no, that's how it should be. They're passionate about their team, their fan base. Notre Dame fans are the same way. You might see it more on message boards because we're not all kind of, you know, centrally located in one state, but yeah. Notre Dame fans got the same passion too.
All right, let's play the Brady Quinn bench press game.
Yeah.
Todd, I'll start with you.
You have a bench press? Is that what we're doing again? No,
we don't have a bench.
Usually I come here and I have to do a physical activity every time I'm here.
Well, why don't you?
I mean, can we have a Guinness? I mean, can we have some sort of shot of Jameson?
Brady, but you and I are hitting the gym later, right?
Are we?
Yeah. Well, I think so.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Why don't you two wrestle? Like, you want a physical activity. Will, would you wrestle Brady Quinn? Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Here we go.
Oh, dear.
So, about the same height. Will, looks like he's wrestled before.
Oh.
Greco-Roman. Oh, you want to get down on all fours, and then Brady, you're not going to hold on to him?
I'm gonna let him stand up.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
They do that in mixed martial arts, right? They let you stand up.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, he's scrappy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't mess with the hair.
I thought he grabbed below the belt.
Wow, Brady just picked up. Brady just picked up Will.
Brady just, he went below the belt, by the way, Will. Like, I'm going to take 2 points away from him. No, you grabbed it. You were crotch bound.
I was around the stomach.
Yeah, I think it was legal.
Dan, I think I would know.
I think it was all legal.
Okay, you're okay with that. You got a load of Beef O'Brady right there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, from our angle, it looked like Will went too close to Brady's hair, and then it was go time.
Yeah, there's a few things. And I can't blame him. Look at that. I mean,
hanging on.
That's like Tom Cruise, like, you know, hairdo.
It's a great head of hair.
I appreciate it.
Just take it. Just run with it.
Yeah. There aren't many compliments in this room this week. Just let you know. Say,
Fritzy's usually one that compliments me on my hair. So.
He's a very good-looking guy. There's a little man crush there. I was jealous of Will just now. I didn't get that wrestling opportunity.
That's too much.
What the heck is going on?
I'm very comfortable in my masculinity to say that's a very handsome gentleman. And if I had an opportunity to wrestle with Brady Quinn, I probably would not pass that.
It is a strange sensation to be 57 years old. No, am I 56?
Well, you're Hollywood. You lie about your age.
Yeah, right. It's a strange sensation to be a 42-year-old man and get picked up off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was thrilling.
I do have a real question for him.
You're blushing. Brady.
What do we got coming on next as far as movies? Because obviously, I looked at him as one.
Not allowed to talk.
Oh, we can?
No. Screen actors. Okay.
That's right.
I'm enjoying my time in Dublin. City rich in history.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about that. Get in trouble.
Have you been out picketing?
Have you seen the Liffey River?
Will, you're 56.
I'm 56. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. We have to take a break. Brady, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you can hear Brady Monday through Friday, the show that precedes ours, to Pros and Cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington.
Yep.
And Jonas.
Yes, Jonas, sir. Jonas Knox.
Yes. Okay. All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. Even when you're here in Dublin, you could still keep an eye on your home thanks to Simply Safe. Simply Safe loves Simply Safe. They don't have pushy salespeople, no contracts to sign, no hidden fees there. It's going to cost about an average of under $1 a day to protect your home. And they got something really cool now. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and then deter them through the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. And it warns them that police are on the way. The new Smart Alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm and instantly stop the intruders. And it has a built-in siren. They thought of everything. Right now, my listeners can get a special 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for a free month trial of Fast Protect Monitoring. So it's a special offer, limited time only. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. That's SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, disaster averted. I thought Brady Quinn was going to rough you up a little bit there, Will. So, it wasn't a quick match, but I give you credit. You were spotting him, 15 years maybe?
Like five.
Well, you're 56, so Brady looks like he's around.
I'm not 56.
Yes, you are. You might even be older than that.
Mm. Do you know that I'm 78 years old?
Yeah, see? You know, that's the only compliment I usually get when somebody finds out how old and they go, oh, you look good for your age. Like, yeah, just add a few years. I'm going to look awesome. Yeah, Paul.
We're watching back the video of Will wrestling Brady Quinn, and Will's in the air, and he's kind of grasping for air to see if they could help him.
Yeah. Update the poll results there, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Dan, it looks like an overwhelming majority of the audience want Reggie Bush to get his Heisman back, which is easy. And an equal amount of people want us to keep going hard and double down in Dublin rather than pace ourselves and take it easy.
Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody.
Okay.
Will, I just want to let you know, Will, the San Diego Hall of Champions is indeed a real place. And, you know, Dan, after Fritzy put his hands in his pockets, and sung on stage with Darius Rucker. I thought he had the MVD wrapped up, but it looks like Will might have a little bit more hardware coming his way in his legacy career.
All right. Well, wow. You know, it's still early in the process, right. But thank you, Buddha.
Even with those Yankee poll questions he threw out there at the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that wasn't nice.
Yeah.
That wasn't
that's fair. No. I can take it.
Yeah. Lame poll question to start out, but he's rallied.
He has rallied.
No.
Significantly.
Rallied.
But wrestled Brady Quinn.
But he's got tomorrow as well, so he could lose it tomorrow.
I still think it was a decent poll question.
No, it wasn't. Yes, Paulie.
We do have a new poll question, if you'd like it.
Okay.
Based off Brady Quinn's appearance on the show.
Oh.
You know what this is going to be. Would you rather look would you rather look like Brady Quinn or play football like Brady Quinn? Before you make your decision, he did get a scholarship to college. He played for Notre Dame. He played in the NFL for a bunch of years.
He's third in Heisman voting.
Or you could look your entire life like Brady Quinn looks.
Hmm. Think well, I know what Todd's going to say. You want to look like Brady Quinn.
No question.
Yeah, okay.
Not to take away from his athletic ability, but that's a no-brainer.
Marvin, what about you? You can look like Brady Quinn or you can play like Brady Quinn.
Play like Brady Quinn.
Okay, all right. Seton?
Obviously a very handsome man. Yeah. Very handsome. Yeah. I'd rather play like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Will?
You know, there's a lot of injuries playing football. You know, you get gimpy after a career. I'd say rather look like him.
You'd rather look like him. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he can't play football now, but he can still look like Brady Quinn.
He can still look. You'll always look like Brady Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You don't get concussions by being hot.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere.
That's true.
That'd be a great T-shirt.
Yeah. By the way, the Krappensburg State T-shirt is available. If you go to danpatrick.com, we have created the Krappensburg.
Oh, crap! Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Krappensburg State.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's state, not a university.
Right, state. It's state school.
State school. The athletic director at Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, will join us coming up. One more item as we close out hour two. You've waited all year long, and it's finally arrived. College football is back. So are the traditions, the tailgates, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any college football bet. Right now, kick off the season. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the promo code Patrick. And new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. That's only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.